to the weekend, weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm looking forward to the weekend. Not for the same reasons that you are, but, you know, I am looking forward to the weekend. I do want to let people know that are excited, and I keep pushing the rallies in Reno and Carson City and Elko and every place else where there's a city hall or a, you know, county courthouse. That just, you can find out about the rallies. This is the last one. This is the last one for Fight for Nevada, the recall effort against Governor Sisolak. It's your last chance. The petitions are all going to be rounded up here in the next week to get notarized and get to the Secretary of State's office. There was an issue at Black Rock Rifle. If you signed there, there was about 100 names on the petitions that got kicked out because an employee of Black Rock didn't have them verified and submitted. So they need to be double checked. You can contact fightfornevada.com. You could send your information to me. I need your name and your phone number so it can be checked. Don't just go out and sign another petition if you signed there. That throws the whole system out. Contact them to see if your signature was one of the ones that was dumped. They'll have the lists at the rallies. You can double check there. And they will have the petitions for all the different counties to sign, depending on what county you voted and are registered in. Your elected representatives aren't participating in this, except for one, Senator John Ellison out in Elko. He signed the recall petition. There are even candidates who are running for your vote who won't sign the recall petition, which just blows my mind. But because of the death of my father on Wednesday, I will not be able to attend the rallies. So I still encourage you to go because it's not about me. It's about recalling Governor Sisolak. It's still going to be fun. There's still going to be great people there. And unlike, well, let's just hear it from his own words. Do we have the governor with us?
I was disappointed that there. I give everybody the right to protest. I clearly give everyone the right to protest. I was more concerned for my wife's safety than I was for mine. It was traumatic for her. When you've got a dozen people with AR-15s, you know, charging up to your door, walking up to your door, and SWAT and the dogs have to intervene, it's not a comfortable situation. Unfortunately, some of those were folks from out of state. I do not believe that they represent anywhere even a minority of our population. I think these are really isolated extremists that are there. And to see children there was troubling for me. To see nobody socially distancing or wearing masks was troubling for me. But I was most concerned, frankly, for my wife that day.
That is just the stupidest thing I have ever heard. First off, nobody charged the door. I was there. I know. Hundreds of people were there. Hundreds upon hundreds of people. You can see the videos. You can see the pictures. Very few people had AR-15s in the public. The ones who had all the AR-15s were the ones standing down the public surrounding the governor's mansion, NHP, Carson deputies. I mean, there was your law enforcement standing against the people exercising their rights. The media and the left is always going to make it the worst case scenario, but I was out there. I saw the signs and the flags and the people hugging each other and doing what is right for Nevada when the governor was cowering. I know governors who would step out onto the porch and walk down and converse with people. But not Governor Sisolak. All these people wanted was to work, to go back to work. How is that such a horrible thing? When you haven't had the deaths, when you haven't had the cases here in Nevada, and yet you keep even small rural communities, small rural counties like Story and Churchill and Lyon, and you keep them shut down. Story doesn't even have any cases. Well, that just says a whole lot about you and the respect you have for the people of this state, the hardworking people. Not somebody sitting behind a desk spewing a bunch of BS. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Mike. Mike, what do you think our interview yesterday with Danny Tarkanian?
Oh, yeah. Well, first I want to say sorry about your father passing away. That's sad news. My father passed 2 days before Christmas, this past Christmas, so it's hard to get through. So I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
About Tarkanian, I go, I'm glad, you know, because this petition's not going to make it, he says. You know, I guess he's a defeatist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's probably friends, and he doesn't want to burn bridges. He's a Las Vegas guy. That's where he's from, Mr. Las Vegas. And so I'm sure that's probably what it is. He just doesn't want to burn bridges. He's going to make sure he has all every option open for him. That's why he's not going to sign it. And I don't want a real politician like that representing me. I want somebody who wants to be, as a politician, to represent us, the people, and what our needs are. And that's not what he's looking for.
You know, and it's it's amazing how people just keep running. It just has to make you wonder about people that just have to be in office. They run under multiple parties. They run under multiple positions. You know, I adore Sharon Angle, but she just, you know, the perpetual candidate, Danny Tarkanian, the perpetual candidate. What does that say about somebody? And now moving into a smaller community, is that, you just have to wonder, Mike.
Yes, and then, you get in some politics, it could be very lucrative for you, so.
Yeah, especially if you own patents on a bunch of things.
Yeah, you look at our congressmen, if they're all multimillionaires from $170,000 a year and they have multimillion dollar houses. I don't know how to do core math, so that's why I can't figure this out, how that works. But
yeah, it is all that common core.
Yeah, and about the rally, I'll say, you didn't say it, but the governor is a damn liar, because nobody ran to his door, and the people that were congregating were the officers without masks. They were not socially distancing by their vehicles, and they came out with the weapons that the governor wants to ban, that we the people cannot have, but I guess him and his people can. That's what commissars do and communists. And they did not put masks on right away. So what he's talking about, I wonder if he reprimanded those officers. And I wonder if he took away their firearms, because those are things that are very dangerous and he thinks should be banned.
Yeah. Well, there's still a lot of things that he thinks should be banned.
Yes. And the officers are good people. You know, no matter if it was a Republican or Democrat governor, they would be there. That was their job, to stay there to protect the governor. I think they should have put their rifles on their backs and not gone out there in force like they did. And I wish I would have talked to them when they first were massing. I didn't. I probably should have. I said, guys, this might not be the best way to do it. This is what what you want to portray of yourselves to the people here. Because these are the people who were at that rally were the people that were going to back up those officers no matter what. And every one of those people at the rally would give their lives to help that officer that were there. The governor would never do that, and the people that follow the governor would never do that. They cannot stand the police officers. They'll use them to stay in power, and that's it.
That's pretty much it. Mike, thank you so much for calling in and being supportive. I mean, it's just, and being honest. That's what gets me, is the media is not honest. The governor is not honest. It's just, it's very frustrating how they portray these different things. You know, even one of our own people doing the news, you know, storming the Capitol. Nobody stormed. These have all been peaceful rallies. It's just amazing. Have you thought about how you're going to spend Mother's Day? Well, let's hear from the governor and see if there's any opportunities.
No one would love better than to have a Sunday Mother's Day dinner with their mother, their 93-year-old mother, than me. But this is not the time to do that.
I will be with my mother on Mother's Day, who is 83, who has cojones of titanium, because she's not going to stop living life by a pandemic that never manifested itself. A pandemic that was created by world leaders and politicians that have ulterior motives. And I can guarantee you, she's not going to get sick. Just like so many others. You know, all those elderly and feeble people down in Florida who are out enjoying the sunshine, who are out exercising, who never got sick, who weren't social distancing, who never got sick. Just some things to think about, especially in this primary election. Ask your candidates, did you sign the recall petition? Ask your candidates how they felt about COVID-19 and the shutdown. And listen to their answer and see if it matches up with yours. We will check in with Nathaniel Kilgore in the next hour. He's running for Carson City mayor. He is one of the mayor candidates for Carson City. It always boils down to the mayor. It's the lead. That's the person you entrust with the power for the community. Don't even get me started on Reno's, because it's just the continuation of bad. But we'll see what Nathaniel has on his mind if he's elected. We'll be back after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today, and whichever way you're contacting me. Tom, thank you so much for the email, or Kathy. Kathy might have sent it to me. I think it's Tom. It's not BlackRock Rifle. I'm sorry. I get names in my head, and every time I hear Black, I think Black Rock. For some reason, I don't know why. It's just Black Rifle in Sparks. It's Sparks Black Rifle. If you signed the recall petition there, please, please contact me, because about 100 names had to be tossed out because two full petitions with names didn't get notarized. So we're trying to get that all worked out. Do not just sign another petition if you sign there, because that will just screw everything up. So please contact me or contact fightfornevada.com. We've got lists of the people whose signatures didn't get put through, and we'll get you another opportunity to sign the petition. Wanted to say something here quickly, besides logging on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Are you going to fall in line and be a part of, you know, the whole system and do the contact tracing? Are you going to do the contact tracing? 991fmtalk.com. Who's opening? Who's closing? A lot of businesses just aren't going to be able to reopen. That's just a fact. But even though the emperor is allowing some businesses again to open up Saturday, it's not everybody. And there are big government instructions. Okay? So just so you know, starting tomorrow, retail stores, restaurants, car dealers, furniture stores, barbershops, hair and nail salons, tennis courts, golf courses will be allowed to reopen under certain government-imposed restrictions. On the other hand, casinos, bars, nightclubs, fitness centers, gyms, recreation centers, indoor malls, bowling alleys, sporting events, and movie theaters will remain shut down. And we all remain on house arrest for another week. So, you want to get out of the house this weekend? Saturday, 11 o'clock. Last recall rally. I mean, bars that serve food can open. You just, not the bar portion. So you can't drink. This is actually a voicemail that we were left regarding Saturday's event, last Saturday's event.
Hi, I was there at the march on the protest and then the march to the governor's mansion on Saturday. And there were at least three, maybe as many as five guys with AR-14s. And there was a moment there where they started screaming at the cops. But no, nobody got within 50 steps of the governor's mansion. They're all within the driveway area. And the man who organized it came up to those guys who were screaming at the cops, shoot me, shoot me. He calmed them down, told them, hey, that's not what we're here for. And that stopped very quickly. That only lasted like 1 minute. So no, nobody rushed the mansion. Yes, there were weapons.
I remember. Nevada is an open carry state. So they were amongst their rights to do that. Let's go to the phone line and check in with Michelle this morning, also at the rally Saturday. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
I'm doing good today.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I was actually there, and that I would have to say that rally was the largest that I've attended. It was the second one that I attended, and there was well over 1,000 people there, lots of cars and all of that. But we all peacefully, very quietly walked through the neighborhood and stood outside the mansion. And when we first got there, there were two Capitol Police on the steps, and they were just standing at their post. And then all of a sudden, you know, we see the armed sheriffs and the armed NHPs and the guard dogs and everything. And one of them was actually pointing his assault rifle at the crowd. And there were a handful of armed citizens. I would say probably maybe five or six, but the governor said on his brief that there were a dozen. And he called us extremist.
Yeah.
And I thought Antifa was extremist. I thought the violent left wings protesters were extremist, not people who quietly come through a neighborhood and stand. Yes, we were shouting, you know, protesting things and open Nevada and, you know, recall Sisolak and all of that stuff. But there was no, you know, never got out of hand. And so it was very telling that we were actually the enemies. He does not represent us at all.
Yeah. Sisolak has to portray himself as the victim so he can get media attention as the victim. And, you know, the people that aren't participating can look at those who are as radicals, and they're not. Their mothers and fathers, and the kids were there because these are the kids who are being affected because their parents can't work. And the kids are there because the parents can't afford babysitters now. And, well, it's nice to also show them what responsibly representing your state is like, with signs and flags and being able to rally against your government that is being very tyrannical right now. Michelle, thank you so much for your support. Thank you for calling into the show today. And we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with a mayor for Carson City candidate, a mayoral candidate. Nathaniel Kilk, we'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me, and lots of things to do this weekend, but I'm not going to really tell you what they are because I want you to go out and I want you to speak your piece, and I want you to go to one of the rallies that's going on around the entire state. Last rally to recall Sisolak. It's the Freedom March. I will not be attending the one in Reno. I was supposed to be your kind of mistress of ceremonies, but I am unable to attend. And thank you for all the well wishes and the prayers. I appreciate it. My dad was in hospice for a couple of months, so we knew it was coming. But, you know, when you lose a loved one, it's still hard. So I will be spending this weekend with my family. And we all have bad immune systems, and we all have different genetic lung problems, and we'll still be hugging and going out and having dinner together because it's what we do. In the face of adversity, we band together and we don't cower to what politicos want us to think. You have a brain. You know how to log into DuckDuckGo if you want to search some things. Cryptocurrency, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, The Who. And, you know, just for my friend Brian out there, that's not the musical group. That's actually the World Health Organization. You can see, follow the money and how all of this is all tied together. And the most important thing you can do for yourself right now, because I broadcast far and wide, it's all of Northern Nevada, and I consider everybody in Lyon, Story, Churchill, Humboldt, Douglas, I know I'm forgetting people, Carson, Washoe, we're all family. It literally is Northern Nevada versus Southern Nevada, or it's all of Nevada versus Clark County. You can look at it either way. But something you can also do on Ballotpedia or DuckDuckGo is search your candidates. All you have to do is log into your Registrar of Voters office for your county. You type in your name and your birthday, and all of your information pops up. What your district is, what your ward is. I mean, everybody calls everything something different, but all your information's right there. So start doing some searching this weekend. In Carson City, Mayor Crowell is termed out. So it's time for a new mayor. It's time for new leadership. And I know a few people that are going to be running, and this gentleman is one of them. To tell us about himself, it's Nathaniel Kilgore. Nathaniel, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Monica. I really appreciate it.
So what would you like to see for Carson City?
There's a couple things that need to be focused on that have really been left to the wayside for a long time. Some issues that a lot of counties share, specifically homelessness, is a big issue. It's growing really rapidly, almost becoming crisis levels overnight. That probably has a lot to do with the increase people saw in the cost of rent in the last year, as much as 20% to 40% people saw in the increase of their rent cost. That's specifically from apartment complexes that have just begun price gouging because I think just because they can. I don't see any reason why someone's rent needs to be raised overnight as much as 35% just because they have to go renew their lease. So that mm-hmm. seems kind of ridiculous, and there's a way that can be fixed as well. Other things, of course, I mean, Nevada is absolutely terrible in education, and influence from the mayor and the directive from the council is necessary to do whatever we can to get education in a better direction. Public safety should be an issue for everybody as well. I mean, I think the city's number one priority should always be protecting its population. All these things seem to be total common sense to me, and that's why I ran my campaign based on those exact purposes. And I just saw that I didn't see the reflection of that for other people that were running, and they didn't seem to place importance on what I would say is the most important thing, which is the safety and well-being of its community.
Well, one of the things when you talk about safety and well-being, what about the shooting range? What are your thoughts on the shooting range?
Well, I'm a big advocate for open carry, and I of course own some guns myself as well. I feel it's important that people need to be able to go to the shooting range, and closing it down or putting new restrictions on it for, you know, the reasons of being able to maybe give someone a new job and a paycheck seemed really ridiculous and corrupt to me. Was something that I've actually been asked about a couple times, and some of my statements have actually been edited about it. So it seems interesting that that people aren't even allowed to speak their mind about that. And
yeah, no edits here.
And so for me, I would say it was absolutely ridiculous. I actually don't live very far from that shooting range. From what I hear, though, it's being opened back up fully and completely after all the bad press they got over it.
Yeah, it is open, but, you know, changes are always going to come in the future, and you open things just to appease people. But
right.
what do you think you bring to the table, Nathaniel? I mean, what is your, can I call you Nathan, or do you go by Nathaniel?
Anything, yeah, you could, aside from obscenities, please, no, Nathan is fine. I would say what I bring to the table is a fresh view. The people that have been running this town in one various position or the other, whether they would have been a ward member or a council member or a supervisor, they just keep bouncing around. You just keep seeing the same names. And that's what's kept the city the status quo. And mm-hmm. I actually did have I had something really good to say when I was asked from a certain committee. They edited my segment. When they asked me about dirty politics in Carson City, they completely deleted it from the online video they posted the next day. And it was on a video conference format where you could see everyone's face and you could take questions from some of those people. And it was a really great format. I was asked about dirty politics, and I had a short statement about some of the people that have been running the city for a very long time, playing hopscotch on different jobs. Like
Nathaniel, you're live. I'm not going to edit you. What do you think about dirty politics in Carson City and in government in general?
Well, see, that's just it. I had someone that came up, and maybe that was the problem. Was they feel like if they do it out in the open, if they submit these proposals, and then they just change the name of them or quickly pass them anyway when the entire community votes against them, that's completely okay. And they made the statement that we can shoot you in the face as long as your eyes are open.
Wow.
So that was something I addressed that was clearly to me an indicator that we have some really bad people running some of the higher up positions, specifically, like I said, supervisor positions or council positions and stuff like that. And those are the people that have been pushing these agendas of getting people to misunderstand what they're voting for on purpose so that they can mm-hmm. press things into law, such as mandatory pickups by waste management, or when they push through certain street changes and redevelopments, and you know, would just rename the project and alter a little bit of language here, and then you know the vote would come up differently. Or even if it was voted against, they would push it through into law anyway. These are things that we've seen in Carson City really predominantly for the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, that's sad, because actually that's almost the way of politics. You tell people what they want to hear, and then you do something completely different. And,
exactly.
Well, you know, hopefully by the next election cycle, they'll forget. And I agree with you wholeheartedly yeah. that it really sucks that you see the same names in play all the time.
Oh, it's crazy. Know, they don't even get new signs. They just keep recycling the same signs as they keep rerunning. And you can see how run down and how tattered some of their signs are, because they won't give up. They just want to just keep controlling the city, and they're not really pushing it in a good direction. I mean, we had some good budget cuts and stuff that went through, but other than that, everything's been real misleading policies that they've been implementing.
So Nathan, here's one for you. Being in the community, is there something of a regulation or anything like that that you would actually go in to try to repeal that you think is bad for the community?
Oh, the mandatory pickups for waste management is that's crazy. No one should be required to purchase a service that they don't feel is necessary for themselves. I really think that is kind of a violation. Other than that,
now, what happened to the free open market? You know, you should have choices. You should have options.
They've given up on the free open market a long time ago, it feels like, which is quite unfortunate. So new leadership could definitely take that in a better direction and hopefully repeal some of those standards. Just like you were saying, that would be fantastic and the best thing that we could see done. We definitely need to get the one-track minded politicians out of there so that we can get people in there with some newer ideas that actually do appease the public and are healthy and good options.
Yeah, I call it the good old boys club. So, Nathaniel, where can people find out more about your campaign, how they can support you, and maybe even donate? Do you have Facebook, a regular website?
I do have a Facebook page for my campaign as well. I do have a full website that I've had launched since last October, and they're pretty easy to find. It's NathanielKilgore2020.com is the name of my website. You can also find me under my name on Facebook and find the link to my page there as well that will take you to more information on my campaign. And yeah, so NathanielKilgore2020.com is probably the best place to go. You can send direct messages to me there. Not that you couldn't talk Facebook either. That's totally fine with me as well. I've been taking lots of random and interesting questions from so many people I've never met before in just the last 4 months or so from, of course, running the campaign, and people just hear about me or see me in the paper or something along those lines and then want to ask me questions to make sure that I have their best interest in mind, people that are in development areas and stuff like that, that they're not happy with the way that they're being treated or the way that their votes aren't being taken seriously and they're being pushed under the rug. So, yeah, it's been interesting taking those kinds of questions. Anyone else is free to do so as well. And yes, you can do it directly from my website or from my Facebook. That's totally fine.
Okay. And how about this is a random question for you. Did you by chance sign the recall petition for Governor Sisolak?
I actually did. I signed it very early on. A good friend of mine, Alan Aguilar, is actually one of the front runners and leaders in that. As far as I know, he's been out and about a lot, getting that signed and pushing that out there. And I am very, very proud of that petition. I really see that it is absolutely necessary that we recall. And I'm 100% behind that and have been since the very beginning.
Here's one more for you, just as a mm-hmm. peace of mind for me, in that we have seen mayors, because you dictate to the law enforcement, if someone had opened their business, would you have directed law enforcement to go shut them down or arrest them, as we have seen in some cases?
I would say that really depends on the type of business we're talking about. Now, there's certain businesses, obviously, that are higher risk than others. Some businesses that only see a very few number of clients in a single day and never more than one at a time anyway. So I would say that the severity of the treatment from the local stations would depend on exactly what kind of risk they're putting the public in by having their business open. So somebody, for example, that I own a bar myself that's been closed for the last 2 months, but say, for example, someone had a bar that was open and was taking patrons into their bar, I would say that was very risky, and that would see necessity to be shut down. I wouldn't say even fining or pulling licensing, or certainly not incarcerating, that is absolutely ridiculous. And I wouldn't even say that they should be fined or anything along those lines, but definitely shut down for the safety of the public, just because we don't know one way or the other yet. So I would say it depends on the severity of the business. There are certain businesses that are the most clean and most sterile, only see one client at a time. Those are the kind of things that it's about time we're seeing those open up, and that would be, you know, massage therapists with their private studios, or stylists and things like that that do hair that only see one client at a time. And I'm talking private studio level for business owners. That seems very safe to have those open, and maybe have those to be the testers to see how exactly it does affect the community when places like that start opening. But as far as casinos or bars or more risky places like that, I think that they should remain closed for a little bit longer until we see some of the other test states come out and see what the numbers do.
All right. Nathaniel, thank you so much for joining me today. Good luck in your campaign. And boy, I wish you well all the way around.
I can't thank you enough, Monica. I love listening to you.
Thank you. Nathaniel Kilgore, running for mayor of Carson City. We'll be back after this to wrap up the show for this Friday on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I just, you know, I can't stress enough to you to get out this Saturday and be a part of the Freedom March. Recall Governor Sisolak. If you signed at Sparks Black Rifle, we've had some issues with that, so they will have a list of people whose names have been tossed out from signing the petition. Please go and check it out. If you need a job, if you're looking for workers, log on to hiremenevada.com, because there are a lot of people suffering out there, people who haven't gotten their unemployment checks, well, because of bad, bad management of this state. And that goes, you know, that goes back with Sandoval and before that, why we haven't been updating computer systems, getting tied in together. But turning a corner, phase one, 1201, tonight, this morning, whatever you want to call it. No fun, though. No bars, pubs, taverns, anything like that, whatever you call yourself. Unless you have a license to serve food. No gyms, fitness facilities, health clubs, yoga. Of course, you know, yoga, you can't stand 6 feet apart, I guess. I mean, go look at the standards for yourself. I mean, aesthetic services and establishments, with the exception of nail, hair, salons, and barbershops. So that means if you want to go get a body piercing or some body art, you can't do that. Even though they also sterilize pools. No bowling alleys, no swimming pools, so people can't get the exercise that they like to do. Zoos, aquariums. I don't know about you, but I don't like standing on top of people right next to them. I kind of physical distance anyway. But do you really need to be mandated to do it? Log on to today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Do you plan on being a part of their contact tracing programs? Do you plan on doing that? The ones who say yes will probably be the same ones who are also getting the tests and the vaccines as well. I'm going to save that soundbite of Bill Gates saying it himself for Monday. Already got Monday's question already all designed. But I hope you have a great weekend. I love you. I respect you. And we are all in this together. Mwah.